Good morning, Singapore. Here's what's happening across the city-state today. Singapore's housing sector is at a critical juncture, with HDB waiting times stretching longer and private property prices climbing. Policymakers are grappling with three major decisions that will shape our urban future over the next decade. The conversation centers on densification, affordability, and regional integration. Meanwhile, Singapore's fintech scene is booming. Venture capitalists and strategic investors are pouring record funding into digital banking startups, reshaping our financial services landscape. Early-stage fintech firms are now attracting multi-million dollar rounds as they challenge traditional banking models. In Kampong Glam, the historic neighborhood is facing its own crossroads. As major infrastructure upgrades loom, residents and community leaders are weighing the balance between preserving heritage and embracing modernization. Over in growth corridors, significant change is on the horizon. The Education Ministry is opening 5 new primary schools across the island by 2028, with expansion plans affecting Yishun and Punggol. Around 15,000 families will experience transformed transport routes, shifting property values, and evolving community dynamics. And if you're planning to get around Singapore, our updated MRT guide for 2025 can help you navigate like a local. You'll find tips on Circle Line routes, stored value cards, and insider insights for efficient island travel. That's your briefing for today. Stay well, Singapore.